Thank you, Chair. Let me begin by extending my delegation's thanks to you for your hard work and efforts during this week. This has allowed us to move forward in our discussions in a constructive and inclusive way. Chair, as other delegations here today, Sweden would like to underline the importance of conducting legal reviews of new weapons, means, and methods of warfare. And we find working papers that engage with the obligations of Article 36 in relation to laws useful in the work to ensure compliance with international humanitarian law. Sweden fully shares the views expressed here today on the need for all states to review new weapons, means, and methods of warfare, including those involving autonomous functions. Sweden also shares the view on the usefulness of voluntary exchanges of states' national experiences with review procedures and the encouragement of information exchange between states, including on best practices, all in the interest of greater transparency. In Sweden, this review is carried out by the Delegation for International Humanitarian Law Monitoring of Arms Projects. All defense-related authorities must, without delay, report to this delegation any proposed projects that would involve the study, development, procurement, and modification of weapons or means or methods of warfare. In this review, the characteristics of the weapon system is examined, as well as its planned use and other relevant aspects. In the context of weapon systems with autonomous functions, that would involve ensuring that such functions can be used in accordance with international humanitarian law. In case of doubt or scientific uncertainty, the examining entity could request further information and/or apply further test methods. The examining entity is then to issue a decision that approves or rejects the weapon systems or method under review. It could also issue strict requirements for modifications or limitations that would bring the system in line with the requirements of international law. I thank you.